Dear family and friends of St. Kieran's, please join us today as we talk about knowing and believing God. Let's pray. Almighty God, you hold all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Please open our eyes so that we may grasp the wonders of your word, and give us grace to hear so that we may have a clear understanding of the way forward under your wise guidance, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading for today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1 to 14, and I'm reading from the NIV. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Just to there, and may God bless his word to us today and always. Our reading is jam-packed with some really important statements by Jesus that point to the importance of knowing and believing God in Scripture, especially since we're living in a time when people who are searching for answers are guided mostly by their feelings or by a purely secular approach that is informed by facts and reason only. People who, without a sound witness to God in Scripture, will reject the testimony of God's people. So, the first three verses of our text are words of comfort which Jesus gives to his disciples, since they were completely bewildered and discouraged because of what Jesus had just told them, that he would die, that one of the 12 was a traitor, that Peter would disown him 3 times, that Satan was at work against all of them, and that all the disciples would fall away. It's not surprising then that the disciples were quite downcast. That said, as we think about knowing and believing God, our reading for today speaks specifically in terms of the Father and the Son. However, the full Trinitarian picture of God becomes plain to see in the balance of chapter 14. For, beginning in verses 16 and 17, Jesus says, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. So, knowing and believing God is ultimately about knowing and believing the triune God. Except it is the Holy Spirit who leads us into all truth that results in us growing in that knowledge and belief, or deepening trust in God. There is an interesting statement made by Jesus in John chapter 10, verse 26 to 27, where he says to skeptical Jews in the temple, But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Paradoxically, Jesus does not talk about his sheep knowing him, since there is no distinction made between listening or hearing and knowing. Of course, Jesus knows us through and through. However, for us to hear the voice of Jesus as a sheep hearing the voice of a shepherd is to not only hear a sound and recognize a familiar voice, but in following him, the implication is that they know the one who calls out their name. They know the nature of that one as well as the intentions that one has for his people. So when we speak of knowing and believing God, it is not about only hearing Jesus or the Father speaking to us through Scripture by way of various instructions, but about coming to know the heart and nature of God and to know God's gracious intentions towards us. Coming back to the beginning then, Jesus says in verse 1, "Trust in God, trust also in me," saying, in other words, the Father and I am completely trustworthy and reliable in all that I have promised and spoken of. Why? Because a little further down in verse 10, Jesus says, "The words I say to you are not just my own." Thus, the promise is made of a dwelling place that will be prepared for all who know and believe him, so that his disciples and us are assured that God will provide for us fully and completely beyond this world and life. Furthermore, that it will exceed anything they had known or experienced up to that point. One can imagine the disciples' eyes widening about this announcement. So Jesus says in verses 4 to 6, "You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus was not talking about a literal path to the place he was going. Instead, he was saying that his Father is the destination and that he was the way to get there, not just as a doorway, for the path would be formed through his life, death, and resurrection, a path by which the disciples and all who would come after him would enter into their eternal dwelling places in God's presence. More plainly, Jesus was trying to say, "You know that you need to believe in me and to follow me and to live out what I have taught you. You have been adequately equipped to arrive at the place I will prepare for you." Jesus then goes on to say in verse 7, "If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." And the wording is slightly unfortunate because it seems to imply that the disciples may not have known Jesus like he expected them to, and it comes across almost as a rebuke. But one commentator states that Jesus' words are more like this: "You know me, you will know my Father also." It was therefore more affirming than it was a reprimand, that they could trust the fact that knowledge of Jesus leads to knowledge of the Father. For us as well, in knowing Jesus in the Gospels, we can also come to know the Father. But it's not confined to the Gospels, since the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, helps us to know the Father throughout all Scripture. This is always our challenge, to be able to read the Bible with a view to coming to grips with who God is in all his glory, beauty, and grace. Sadly, many rush in and grab at a few scriptures without listening to the heart of God throughout Genesis all the way to Revelation, and so their version of God is either too harsh, too soppy, or uninformed. The early Israelites also had a lopsided view of God. Mostly they understood that he was to be feared. Their words to Moses in the beginning were, "You talk to God, then tell us what he wants us to do, and we will do it." Interesting is the fact that the word "know" is used 141 times in John's Gospel and is considered to be one of John's themes. And the word is used to describe different levels of knowing. Of all the meanings that are used, the most important is to speak of knowing in terms of a deeper relationship with a person, a deeper communion. And this is the kind of relationship Jesus is ultimately referring to in our reading, which is described later at the end of John chapter 14. For example, though, Paul later writes and refers to this kind of knowing when he said, "that I may know him," that is Christ, "and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings." This is Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Getting back to our text, we find in verse 8 that Philip is still not content with what Jesus had said, namely, if you know me, you will know my Father. So he says, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. Effectively, Jesus was saying, don't you recognize God in my words and in my actions? Because my words and my actions do not come from my own initiative. They are what God has given me to do and to say, nothing more, nothing less. As we draw to a close then, we are invited to think about our knowing and believing God. This all comes down to one thing, to know the Word of God. It is an act of faith, not just aiming to know the words of the Bible for the sake of repetition, but having the goal of saying, Father, please help me to know you through what is written in these texts. Help me to never rest in one place as though I have found the final truth. Help me also to be open to new biblical understanding, not the rationalizations of human beings, not the logical deductions of human thought, not the appeal of emotion and self-righteousness, not the cry of my version of human justice, nor any ideas that spring forth from me just because I have prayed long enough. Simply help me to know your truth. And as we do this, we discover the Father. And Jesus wants us to place our trust in him implicitly and his truth, because he calls us to continue on earth in his ministry. And so that last section from verse 12 to verse 14 speaks of faith works that come forth as a result of knowing and believing God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Of course, the requirement is that our requests align with the will of the Father. And so may God help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grow in our ability to believe when we struggle to see things with the eyes of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, through your prophet Jeremiah, you have said, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So when our hearts are troubled, help us to trust in you, to trust also in Jesus, your Son, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who has prepared a place for us. And if he has gone to prepare a place for us, we know he will come back and take us to be with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, forever to be adored. Amen. And God bless you.